really? Let's sing it again. Would you all stand? Shut in,
shut in
with God. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving you thanksgiving. For all that we lack, you have. All that we need, you are. And here you are, proving yourself over and over that you're with each of your children. No matter what their needs are, no matter what they need physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you're the healer of all of it, Lord. So we're coming to you with expectations. You will speak to each heart. I can't, but you can. And we just lift each person up to you. And then grow them. Help them. Show them the depth of your love. That you're there to take them in places they've never even thought they could be. For your word says you are able to do exceeding abundantly above that all that we even think or ask. And you say you're bringing us into the fullness of God. And not only that, but bringing the fullness in us. Help us truly. No off buttons with you, Lord. Only receivers. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. God bless you all. Thank you, musicians. Thank you all. Okay. My brain is exploding in about 14 directions, so I'll try to lasso them all into one. So, the journey that we're on, a journey of revelation and journey to the bleach. Takes things that are simple, things that we know, but we can all come to a place of, it'll affect you one or two ways. It will bring you peace and joy, or disgust and rejection. Okay, so what I have this morning is a thought. I'm backing up from the notes that we started on, which are the journey to the bleach. Because in realizing what this message is, I'm realizing this, that We can talk about scriptures all day long.
Podemos hablar de la escritura todo el día.
In churches,
en iglesias,
in your private time.
Tiempo privado.
Brother Branham makes a statement.
Hermano Branham hace una declaración.
In God of This Evil Age. He says, you can talk about Jesus all day long. Is that true? Go out and witness. You can talk about Jesus to other, anybody, Christians. Unless you're going to Cedar River. What is that called? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, Minneapolis, Cedar area, you know. Process. But what Brother Branham says, don't you bring him to this present tense.
Okay.
Okay, so what is going on is, as I'm looking back in this message, I'm seeing last night late.
Okay.
Stephen and I have been spending a lot of time the last few days going over these things. So I had a couple hours on the phone last night, and I when you hung up, this all came to me, Stephen.
So.
This message on the journey to the bleach, it's a message of placing, total identification. Okay? So then I'm thinking on that, and I'm looking and thinking through the scriptures, and that's where the problem comes. Satan hates scripture placed. You can talk about scripture all day long. Okay, just don't place it and look at a person or a man or yourself and say this is that. Okay, so when it came, even hey, go through the scriptures in your minds. You can just okay, and now here we are, and I read you last week what that bleach was, but I don't think it stuck because I'm looking at you and I don't think you even remember what I said. Okay, but then I went home last Sunday and the Lord just felt, guided me into the third seal. And there it is. Okay, exactly what we've been talking about. And in that message, the third seal, Brother Branham talks about substitute blood. There you go.
Sangre sustituida.
Okay. And he says most of the denominations, most people, Daniel, they're accepting a substitute blood. But then he points out the real blood. So he uses both terms, brothers and sisters. Substitute blood and real blood. And that's exactly what this message is that we're working on. Okay, so seeing that, I'm looking at scriptures, that identification of what that real blood is for hopefully everybody in this room would be no problem. But you go out and testify, Daniel, okay, or Brother Juan in Mexico, Kenya, and you could have the doors slapped in your face so fast that. Okay, so this I'm going to open up with some scriptures today, dear Phillips, in his patience, and he knows to. I throw him curveballs all the time. Bless your hearts. Philip. Okay. We're going to open up with this scripture and we're going to use it as a text. Would you stand with me? Okay. Now, let's go to John chapter 5. And let's go to verse. See, already I threw Philip a curve. Let's go to verses 17 and 18. Okay. Now, if you look at the scripture, Jesus is identifying himself. And I'm going to just, my mind's, please forgive me, but it's exploding everywhere. So what is the problem that's going to come to you? We started out and we've heard Brother Alistair in his sermons, heard the open book of redemption, things, and he's saying, goes back to Brother Branham's purpose where he says, God became man, and we read this last week, so man might become God. Okay? Now, you yourself are going to wrestle with that. Because you have to define what does that mean. I'm God. Am I going to be worshipped? Are you, everybody going
to...
No, not at all. But you're going to be him expressed on earth totally as his son. Okay, and you are going to be in John, you're going to fill John, Genesis 1, 26 and 28. You're going to have dominion. It's the word of God. Okay? So, you go out and identify the word of God and say, that's me. And watch what happens, Stephen.
Who do you think you are?
Totally. Okay, so here's Jesus, and that's what he's doing. He's identifying himself. But Jesus answered them, my Father works hitherto, and I work.
Well,
what are you talking about? Oh, here's their reaction, and it's going to be the same reaction to you if you make such a brash statement. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Yeah. How dare you do something like that? Because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he said God was his father. And they had a revelation that if you say God is your father, and if you say you're his child, Lenore, they knew that made you equal with God. You will be hated. Rejected. Okay, thank you. You may be seated. So, here's my thought. One more time. This message. Woo! Okay. The one I'm preaching. This message, the message of the hour, is a message of placing.
Es un mensaje de colocación.
Message of identifying.
Mensaje de true. Identificación, ¿verdad?
Oh, people are disgusted.
La gente está asqueada.
People get disgusted with identifying
se asquea
if they don't agree with what you say your identification is.
Están de acuerdo con la cual su identificación es.
Okay. Again, let's talk about Jesus all day long. Just don't bring him to present tense manifestation and say, this is that. There's a problem. Big problem. Let's look at some other scriptures then. And is this making sense so far? Okay, young people, I just want to We're really trying to help you guys.
Estamos realmente tratando de ayudarles.
And I hear it and I see it. I notice it all the time. You come here and you're totally tuned out.
Viene aquí y está totalmente fuera.
We know that.
Sabemos.
You're not hiding anything.
Usted no está escondiendo absolutamente nada.
We're not dumb and we're not blind.
No estamos acabados o ciegos.
But I'm telling you this.
Pero estoy diciendo
yo, we love you with all our hearts.
Los amamos con todo nuestro corazón.
And we're trying to help.
Estamos tratando de ayudar.
But
pero,
when you tune yourself out,
cuando usted se sale,
there's no way I can help.
De tono,
there's nothing
no
I can do.
De poder ayudar a usted.
If you tune yourself to mom and dad, tune out,
si
there's nothing
de
they can do to help you.
Papá, se sale usted del pensamiento de ellos.
We'd like to help.
Nos gustaría ayudar.
But if you're tuned out,
pues usted se sale del canal.
Hey, go into your la-la land and you'll go back home and you'll say, why did I even go to church?
Usted puede hacer esto aquí y lo otro, pero puede salir y puede decir, ¿por qué aún fui yo a la iglesia?
But someday that'll catch up with you.
Pero algún día eso lo agarrará usted.
Because of the depth of God's love to you,
de la profundidad del amor de Dios para con usted,
he wants your attention.
Él quiere su atención de usted.
He wants to speak to you.
Él quiere hablarle a usted.
And this is the time,
y esta es la hora,
this is the season,
esta es la temporada,
when God needs to touch your heart
cuando Dios necesita tocar su corazón,
and show you the depth of his love
de su amor
to you.
A usted.
Okay? So we'll do anything we can to help anybody we can. And we love you all. We will do anything we can to help you. Okay, John 1. Let's go on this thought. The problem comes with placing, scriptural placing. Don't you dare say this scripture refers to me. Here's John the Baptist. John 1:19. We know this, okay, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem. Who are you? Okay, and he confessed and he did deny, but confessed, I'm not the Christ, no. Well, who are you then? Are you Elijah? No. Are you that prophet? And we've been through this with the young people. He was knew that he wasn't the Elijah that would restore all things. So he's properly identifying himself. I am Elijah, but not that Elijah. Okay, what do you say about yourself? He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I am that scripture. You're looking at a fuzzy old man, sort of stinky, sort of smelly, and you're saying, I am that word of God made manifest. Okay? And they which were sent were of the Pharisees and asked him and said unto him, why are you baptizing if you be not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? And John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there's one among you whom you know not. I'm going to identify somebody else. I don't like, and they say, I don't like you identified, and I won't like him identified. True? Okay. He it is who's coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to bear. Okay. Okay, well, we're in John. Let's go to chapter 6. 66. Jesus just identified himself. I am this, I am that. What was the reaction, Stephen? That's it. Notice those numbers up on top. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And everybody left him. The problem is in identification, kids. So in this day when the prophet is identifying you, dear children, it's your redemption. It's him telling you how much I love you. It's him saying, You know who you really are. You're part of me. It's not take the fear of, oh, I'll never make it. I got too many problems. Okay. And he's going to say, he's going to give you your true identification. You are my son. You are my daughter. You belong to me. Don't worry about it. But the Holy Spirit will make you worry about it. Because he brings you into the Word. Okay? But he will bring you a solution to your worries, and the solution will be his love to you. You with me? All right, okay. 666, they left him. Interesting. Luke 4. We all know these scriptures, okay? But here's the reaction. What happened? Jesus identified himself. Did they all say, oh, I'm so glad, Jesus, now we know who you are. Oh, that makes us so happy and at peace. Now we know. And he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say, this day the scripture is fulfilled. And he could have well said, I am the word, I am the scripture, I am the scripture in skin. Here I am. Okay? And all bear witness and wondered with gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Well, who's this? We know who this guy is. This is Joseph's kid. He grew up in the carpentry shop, you know? And what did he say to them? You will surely say, okay, mockingly. Is that true? Mockingly? Physician, heal yourself. Okay? Whatsoever you have heard in Capernaum, do also in thy country. Okay, and he said, no, I can't. No prophet is ever accepted in his own country. Okay, but I tell you of a truth, oh, he nails them. And he does, if he, to identify himself makes him mad. To identify somebody else in a negative content, you may as well get out your guns. Right, Stephen? Can you imagine what went through the prophet when he was preaching indictment? You know, I mentioned to you, because Billy Paul used to come to South Dakota quite a bit and give testimonies, that what Brother Branham said when he was preaching anointed ones at the end time, he said Satan was trying to kill him. He didn't want that out. He said he was doubled over in pain. He says his stomach was hurting so bad. He says my feet and my shoes were tied up in knots. He said thought I was going to die. He was in so much pain preaching that message. Spiritual warfare. We don't want you identified as yourself, as the Son of God. We don't want you. This is God's, okay? But don't you dare identify us. Is this making sense, Stephen? Are you with me? Okay, so here he's telling many, many widows of the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut 3.5 years, great famine through the land, but none of them was Elijah sent unto one person. Oh, how dare you? Huh? Who do you think you are? Go on. And many lepers were in the day of Elisha, and none of them were cleansed save Naaman. Go on. And they when they heard these things, they were what? Are you with me? You talk about scripture all day long. The problem is in the placing. Is that making sense? Okay. So you can witness all day long. Be careful what you say about yourself.
Ten cuidado de lo que dices de tú mismo.
What you think in their eyes you're making yourself.
¿Qué tú piensas en sus ojos? Tú te estás haciendo tú mismo.
Look at this. They rose up and thrust him out of the city. Let him. They were going to kill him. Okay. You with me? All right. You're getting the principle? All right. So I'm going to go down a couple. I could go to several more, but let's go to Acts 13. We'll go to the end. Because once you see this principle, you see it everywhere. Correct? Okay. Daniel, is this making sense, bud? Okay. It's not talking about Scripture. It's identifying and placing it where it needs to be placed. What is this message saying to us? The Spirit of God is here placing it where He wants it placed. He needs to place it. The problem is in the placing. So here's Paul and Barnabas. We've known this. Okay. They're in Athens, I believe. No, or Corinth. Is it one of the two? You know, okay, they're preaching the gospel. Okay, and Paul waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should have first come, been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, now bring that to today. Bring that to this message. Did it not go out to all the world? What did they do? They put it from them. Okay. And judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. We turn to the Gentiles. Okay. And here, you know, this never ceases to amaze me. This is from Isaiah 49, I believe it is, verse 7. Is that right?
Huh?
What's the verse here? 49? I'm sorry, couldn't. 6. Okay, verse 6. You can talk about Isaiah 49. Here's a man stands up in front of you, walking dusty, dirty, okay? And he's preaching things that are comfortable to some and very uncomfortable to others. And he's taking a scripture and he says, I'm it. Right? I'm it. Do you see how dangerous that is? Okay. For so hath the Lord commanded us. Really? You're saying the Lord commanded you. I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles. Now, come on, every one of you. You are a written epistle. You are read of all men. You are living in the days when the Word is becoming flesh and flesh is becoming the Word. Isn't that the truth? Do you believe that? Now take it to yourself. And Jesus says, whoever receives me says, receives him who sent me. Okay. What if he sends you to somebody in your work? What if he sends you to a neighbor? And you are a light and you are a witness and they receive you. Then they receive him. Then what if this scripture applies to each one of us? What if, David, you are a light to the Gentiles?
Huh?
How many people you witness to at work? Okay, that you have the words of salvation inside of your soul and give up. That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. The Gentiles loved it. Let's go to the next verse. And the next one? There you go. It's always mixed. But the Jews, how dare you? apply that scripture to
yourself?
How dare you say you are that? Are you with me? What does this message of the hour do? It identifies and places scripture, both in the one, the vessel being used, and the vessels receiving it. Therein lies the problem. So read this out loud with me. But the Jews stirred up devout and honorable men and the chief men of the city and raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, expelled them out of their coast. So, after I went through those scriptures, a message came to me. And it was one of those things about 1 a.m. I said, this is that. Okay? Identification. So, from the message, now you all have, you're smarter than me and you have electronic devices with message on them, do you not? So I don't know if you can do this. God's only provided a place of worship. 1965, messages, November 28th. So I'm always amazed looking at God and his servant, and he didn't understand things about his own ministry even till 1965. There's things about the seals he didn't understand about the cloud. It was in 65, finally, God said, turn the picture sideways and see what you see. Right? It took that long. Okay. So, here he's preaching at Jack Moore's. Old-time friend. Old-time Pentecostal. He loves the brother. He would love to help the brother. But the brother has an off button. And he says, you've identified, and I don't like the identification. True? Okay. So Brother Benham starts out coming to Jack Moore's church. I keep putting myself in the place of Jack Moore, and if the prophet said these things to me, what would I do? I would crumble in a puddle on the floor and be crying and pleading with the Lord. I don't know what happened. So any of you have this on your phones yet? Huh? I'm starting. Let's go to 20. Okay. And here he is starting the message. He says it'll be a very sad thing if we didn't have placed within us that great thing. What we know is truth. Okay? We're just fixing to turn back one of these days. Okay? Back to our young manhood. Our bodies transformed, made into his likeness. Then he's quoting 2 Corinthians 5. Okay? And he's saying, what's he doing? He's saying, if you're not here, you're not going. You're not going to be transformed without that truth. Okay. Now, we're going to paragraph 48 for you. Okay. And here he's coming and he's identifying some things. The thing I want to speak about this morning is that God has only one place the worshiper can meet God. Only one place. If Brother Branham came to you, Derek, and said, hey, Derek, there's only one place I want you to know that God can meet you, would your alarms go up and say, I need to know, I'm desperate, you better tell, let me know, because who knows if I'm in that one place. Right, Stephen? Okay, young people, don't tune out, please. Okay? Through the ages, many have sought, look at this. This secret place. Secret place. Let your mind go. What is the secret place in this last day? Third pole. Right? Third pole. See. Okay. This secret place throughout all the ages. Okay. Now, go to verse 49. Paragraph 49, I'm sorry. And second line down, it says, there's a possibility for a person to worship God in vain. Sincere worship. Next line. We have to search. We have to find. Paragraph 50. Okay. Sometime I'd like to come to Shreveport where we have about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Take 30 minutes a night just on teaching. Stay right in the Word. You're reading with me? Go home and read it if you don't have this. These secret places. I'll be honest. If the prophet came here and told me that, I would be a blubber. I would be totally on crying out to God. Charity, wouldn't you? Pete?
Huh?
What's he telling them? He's telling you better question yourself. You better examine yourself. Okay, where we could find out just, oh my goodness, look at what he says. Where we could find out just how to get in. What? I want to come to your church, Stephen, and I'm going to spend 2 or 3 weeks going over secret so you could get in. What did that just tell you? You're out. You're not in. But you need to get in. Do you know why they hated the prophet so bad? This is... Okay. Where you could find out just how to get in. And you just watch. You follow God's direction. There's only one key to each door. No other key, no matter what it looks like. You've got to have that key. All right. So now I'm going to this. We're going to paragraph 104. And here is the identification. Okay. And here was what came to me, Stephen, last night. Paragraph 104, 105, 106. If you want to, you can write those down and go look them up. This is the message I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about in this message, this journey to the bleach. Okay. Cain brought his sacrifice and brought it. It depends on where, what place you take it to.
Depende en qué lugar usted lo lleva.
You take it into the place where he's chosen.
Usted lo lleva hacia el lugar que él ha escogido.
It'll be all right.
Estará bien.
He'll accept it.
Él aceptará.
If it's not,
si no lo es,
he won't accept
él
it.
No lo aceptará.
Paragraph 105.
105, parágrafo.
Now, if this isn't placing, I don't know what is.
Si esto no es locación, no sé qué esto sea.
Now, we want to find out where we want to bring the sacrifice.
Ahora queremos saber a dónde traer ese sacrificio.
If we could find out,
si podríamos saberlo,
this has troubled me for decades until last night.
Me causó problemas por décadas.
We all want to go to heaven, don't we?
Todos queremos ir al cielo, ¿no es así?
We all know we've done wrong.
Todos sabemos que hemos hecho mal.
We all believe that Jesus is the sacrifice.
Todos creemos que Jesús es el sacrificio.
Now,
ahora,
we want to know
queremos saber
where to take him.
Dónde llevarlo.
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Would you be honest with me?
¿Sería usted honesto conmigo?
Did you ever think that you had to take Jesus anywhere?
¿Usted tenía que llevar a Jesús a algún lugar?
Not to a place physical, but
no,
a place inside of you,
físico, pero a un lugar de
a place of revelation.
Un lugar de revelación.
I'm going to go on.
Voy a continuar.
Now we want to know where to take him,
queremos saber a dónde llevarlo,
where it'll be accepted.
Dónde será aceptado.
The Bible tells us where to take him at.
La Biblia nos dice a dónde llevarlo.
Then it'll be accepted.
Y entonces será aceptado.
Outside of that,
fuera de eso,
listen,
escuche,
it won't be accepted.
No será aceptado.
All right?
¿Está bien?
Does that shake you up a little bit?
¿Es el, sacudo usted un poquito?
It shook me up for years, I'll be honest with you.
¿Voy a ser honesto con usted?
Lord, I didn't know I need to take my revelation,
no
my Jesus, my sacrifice. I didn't know I needed to take him anywhere.
No sabía que tenía que llevar a algo, a un lugar.
But as the Spirit has dealt with us over the years, we know we have to take him present tense.
Sabemos que tenemos que llevarlo al tiempo presente.
Verse, paragraph 106.
106.
Let us notice here also the place that he chose for the sacrifice to be laid.
El lugar donde él escogió para que el sacrificio sea puesto.
To place the sacrifice.
Para poner el sacrificio.
You can't put it on any other gates.
Usted no puede ponerlo en ninguna otra puerta.
But in the place where he chose.
Pero en el lugar que él escogió.
And he's put his name there.
Donde puso su nombre,
okay.
En ese lugar.
There we go. That's this message.
Ese es este mensaje.
That's the message, the journey to the bleach.
Este mensaje, la coronada o el camino hacia el cloro.
And there's the message
este
that we must place.
Tenemos que colocar.
We have to.
Tenemos que.
Not just say.
No tan solo decir.
I'm under the blood.
Estoy bajo la sangre.
I accept, I, how do you know?
¿Cómo usted sabe?
I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior.
Acepté a Jesús como Salvador personal.
I'm done.
Ya acabé.
Are you?
¿Acabaste?
Okay. Are you really?
¿Realmente?
Well, there's justification.
Bueno, es justificación.
That's good.
Eso es bueno.
There's sanctification.
Ahí hay sanctificación.
Okay, that's Hebrews 13. Brother Branham says there it is. Jesus went without of the gates, went outside of the gates to sanctify the people with his blood. That's where he got it, from that scripture. And then baptism of the Holy Ghost. What shall we do to be saved? Okay. Now, here we go. And we're going into the purposes of God.
Y vamos hacia los propósitos de Dios.
How far do we go?
¿Qué tan lejos vamos a ir?
And that's why
y eso es el porqué.
We started last week. We know the purpose.
La semana pasada, sabemos el propósito.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The bride is a receiver.
La novia es un recibidor.
Brother Branham told the bride
le dijo a la novia
to add word on top of word.
On top of,
did he not say that many times? Okay, Isaiah 28. Here a little, there a little.
Un poquito aquí, un poquito
line allá. Upon line. Precept upon precept. And this is the rest, but the people wouldn't come to that rest, okay? So what are we looking at this message, the bleach through? We're looking at through the lens of what Brother Branham said was God's purpose for you. What is God's purpose for you? God became man.
Dios llegó a ser hombre.
Now we can go back. Do you have it ready to go? My notes from last week? We can start there again. Philip, you're so kind. Part two.
Parte dos.
We don't even know how many parts we'll get. Oh, then you want, oh, that's right. I have a clicker too, don't I? You mean I'm supposed to do something? Okay, he started there. All right. So here's the purpose. I'll read it to you. And we read it last week. God became man. He had to become kinfolks. He couldn't be God and us sinners different from him. So he became kinfolk to make us the same as him. Kin. Father. Hey, you're a chip off the old block. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he couldn't leave us just, oh, we're sinners. And that's our identification. Sinners saved by grace. We're created beings of his creation. So the last sentence was, so he became man that man might become God. He just placed you. He just identified you. If you say that, and you quoted that, Stephen, out in the witnessing world, Josh, take that to your job site. God became me that I'm going to become, so that I might become him.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh, we believe it.
Yeah.
You send this guy to the nut house, right? Okay. So then we went to the sixth seal. Okay. And in that sixth seal, we read that the bride doesn't have a sin against her because she's under the bleach. So then we said, it looks like the bleach is for the blood for the bride. Why isn't it for everybody? Because everybody won't accept it. Because everybody won't go line upon line, precept upon precept. Because everybody won't receive everything that he brings to us in love. The bride is a receiver. She always says yes to her Lord. When he opens up his word to her, she doesn't have an off button. She doesn't say, that's enough, I don't want any more.
Okay.
So, okay. Here we go. So we read the texts last time, which is John 17, the glory you gave me, I've given you. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Okay. All right. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We behold the glory and we're changed into that.
somos cambiados hacia eso.
These are all scriptures. You with me?
Estas son todas las escrituras. ¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay, so I wanted to go to this quote.
Quiero entrar a estas.
We know what the glory is. The doxa, it's a manifestation of all that he is and has. That's the glory. So let's go. Here we go. Bless you, Philip. All right. This is the message, unveiling of God. So this is no secret thing, you guys. Okay. We in him.
Nosotros en él.
Then we being in him.
Entonces, estando en él,
now, what does that mean in him, David? It means John 14:20 is taking place.
Juan,
at that day you will know I'm in the Father. Emma, you're in the Father. You're in Jesus. And Jesus is in you. You're in him. Okay? That's his love to you. Right? This is identification to the bride is the identification of his love to you. Then we being in him, we're still veiled to the religionists. I like that word. And professors. But look, notice that what's the word before glory? Our. Our. Our glory. What is our glory?
¿Qué es nuestra gloria?
Isn't that fulfilling John 17:22?
Juan 17:22.
What is that? Jesus, what does John 17:22? Read it out loud, Stephen. Stand up and read out loud. So Jesus gave you his glory. So Brother Branham says this is ours. What Jesus gave us. Our glory. Don't you like that? Our glory. Yeah. Say that again. Hallelujah. Our glory that we have and are what? The bride is a receiver. She received his glory. She didn't only receive it, she loves it. Oh, I'm enjoying what you gave me. I'm enjoying this manifestation of you, Lord. We are still veiled to them outsiders. Here you go. Brother Ron, if you're listening. This is you, bro. Ron Moore, not Ron Barnard. They think you're crazy, Ron. A nut. See? That's right. But we who are in Christ, baptized into him, we're partakers of this glory. In the Greek, there's another word for partaker from Hebrews chapter 3. And that word in the Greek, another word that is translated by weist, because it's a true Greek translation. Another word for partakers is a participator. Don't you love that? I'm participating in this glory he gave me. What does that say? Epigenoskos. I'm involved. I'm involved with what he's doing. It's part of me. I'm experiencing it.
Okay?
But not on the outside. You're still looking in. See? Next. Here we're invited into him to be participators or partakers in all that he is. That word, that sentence, has stopped me for decades. How do I grok that, Lord? How do I take that into my being and absorb all the meaning that is there, Stephen?
Huh?
How do you process this? I'm invited into God, into the Lord, and he says, Come, Laura, be, I want you to partake of everything that I am. And you say, how do I do that? What do I do, Lord? What is it that I'm partaking in? And there's no end to all that you are, so how, and it leaves you sort of in this. Yeah. Okay. We're invited into him. Okay. Which is hid to the unbelievers. By the veil of human flesh. They know that glory. They know it in a book. Okay? What have we been saying since the beginning this morning? You talk about scripture all day long. Don't dare place it. And Brother Ron, if you're listening still, don't place it in you. They'll hate your guts. Okay. They know that glory. They read it. It's a word. And what does the world say to you? Leave that as a word. Just leave it there. Leave it in the Bible. We'll read it. We'll talk about it. But don't you dare try to place it. Okay? They know that glory. They read of it. It's a word. The glory of God. Things like that. It's a word. Just a word to them. True? But not to you. Read the blue. To us, it's a manifestation. It's more than a word. It's a what? There we go. There's a place. Okay. So I can take John 17:22. I can say, that's my glory. God gave it to me. And he's saying, at that day, Stephen, you will know. Bethany, you're in me and I'm in you. Hey, honey, we're one. Right? Let your faith be there. Let your faith, kids, be that you are part of Jesus and Jesus is part of you. Then you can go to the next part. If you say that, oh, I can't make it. I got too many problems. Okay? Jesus, the Redeemer, is here to give you your true identity and say that identification that he gave me takes care of all my problems. Because his word is stronger than my problems. His word defeats my problems. There you go. It's the life. All right. I'm quitting again. We got so much more. Okay? Because these are so simple. Every scripture that I am going to bring to you, you are going to tell me, Don, I already know that. The scriptures that I'm going to bring to you are all about the things that you already know about. The problem will come when it's time for you to place it. And the problem with others around you is going to be when you place it in yourself. There you go, Ron. You place these things in yourself and watch what happens to the people around you. The problem comes in placing. Okay. Yeah. Nate, go to your work. Okay? Go test. Should we talk about Jesus? Well, let's talk about Jesus today. Do you know that he's manifested? Huh? Well, how's he manifested? Well, he chose a man and he's vindicated that that's his voice and that. Oh, you're in a cult. Okay. Off button. Right?
Correcto.
Okay. So as we have said, how many times we're looking at this picture, I'll just point to it. So the picture, we have a picture of Brother Branham taken in Houston with the pillar of fire. We look at that man and we say, is that God? No, that's a man. That's a prophet. Look at the pillar of fire. Is that God himself? No, it's an indication of his presence, of tangibility, of something intangible. But there's a spiritual thing going on there. There's this, here, John, I hope this helps. There's this something going on by the Spirit of God. That spiritual happening there, that's God. Does that make sense? Daniel, does that make sense? So we look at, oh, you're looking at a prophet, you're a God worshiper. Oh, you're following a man, you're doing this, you're doing that. It's because you identified and made a placing, and they don't like the placing. Let me just go back to the beginning this morning. The problem is in the placing. The problem is going to be when you have, I like how Brother Alistair in his sermon, do you have the humility that it would take to say, I am him? Because that's going to take a humility like you've never had before. Okay? Because you have to know that he had to die to everything of self to be that, and we will too. There's a total death to self to say that. And they will misunderstand your words. They will misunderstand what you're trying to say. They say you're trying to make yourself something over. No, I'm not. I am simply under his authority. Okay? His word and becoming him. And one day, in a different realm, in a different body, in a different existence, okay, I'm going to be the fulfillment of Genesis 1,
26
and 28. He created me and you, okay, to have dominion over this world. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, aren't we just little ones that we belong to him? We are weak, but he is strong. Okay, musicians, God bless you. Thank you for your patience with me, everybody. I'm trying to get this slow and open, but I realize the problem is in placing. Yeah, it's the truth. The problem is in placing. So when Brother Branham will say, most accept the substitute blood, but this is the real blood, it will be exactly as it was in John chapter 6. 666. Right, Daniel? It'll be the same. And they were offended and left. Who can hear this saying? And some will say, oh, hallelujah, this is the answer. And the Holy Spirit will come into your heart and say, that ain't nothing but the truth. Okay? The bride is a what? She doesn't have a what kind of a button? No, no off button. All the world has full of off buttons and say no. Nope, you've gone too far. Nope, can't take that. Nope, I'm done. No, that rules me out. Right? The bride doesn't have that off button. Okay, what kind of a song? Oh, there you go. We are heirs of salvation. Look at that, Sister Debbie. Bless your heart. Okay, everybody, stretch your legs. Wake up a little bit. There you go. Thank you, Lord. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs of the Son. We are people. That's the truth. Right? We are family. We are one. We are washed. We are sanctified. We are cleansed by His blood. We are born of the Spirit. We are children. What's this next line? There you go. Yes. We're partakers of His holiness. Okay, that's enough. Let's stop right there. That's really good. I like it. We're members of His body, objects of His love. Partakers of His holiness, citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. We know where we came from. We know where we're going. Right? And Brother Juan's going to close in prayer.
Nothing but the best from you.
Amen.
Bless from heaven. Nothing from down below. Just being feeding directly like the eagles, mouth to mouth, Father. What a great privilege that is. Thank you. You always been there, Father. Bless each and everyone here, Father. Show them more and more on you so they can have the assurance in their heart that you are inside of them, Father, guiding them. That they know that all that they have to do is just enjoy their life, Father, because you have the will. You got a steering wheel taking us back to where we're supposed to go, Father. Thank you. Wonderful Father.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you in that precious name. Wonderful name. Marvelous name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen.
My mind just keeps exploding. I'm sit down just for a second. You know, just another thought. I'm sorry, but bear with me. What is the world scream? Leave the word in the word. Just leave it there. Okay? Leave it in the world. All the world loves. You are the light of the world. But don't you dare walk up to people in your witnessing. When's the last time you've done this, David and Derek? You and Juan and Daniel? When have you walked up and said, I am the light of the world.
Yo soy la luz del mundo.
What would your response be?
¿Qué tu respuesta será?
Don't you think you are? But they can read it all day long. You are the light of the world. But just don't bring it to placing it. Okay. Ephesians 5. Okay. 29 and 30. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it. True? Even as the Lord the church. For it says, we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. So when you go out and witnessing, David, say, do you know that I'm the flesh and bones of Jesus? There you go. Is that the word, though? So what do they say? Just leave it in the word, David. Micah, is that true? Just don't place it, especially in yourself. Okay, one more step before you go. I want you to recognize what Satan is trying to do to you. Marianne, leave it in the word, but don't you dare bring it to you. How dare you? Satan fights you every inch, doesn't he? And me. And Janelle. If he fights you, raise your hand. Yeah, we're all... Yeah. Leave it in the word, Josh. How dare you think that you can bring this to place in yourself? Okay. Just a thought. Bye. See you next week. God bless you.